You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, and today is Wednesday, the 7th of July, 2021. I'm Joe Wicknicki, joined online by lead meteorologist Rick Fritsch at the National Weather Service. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Good. You?
Doing pretty well after a really nice break in the 4th of July weekend. It was wonderful weather around most of southeast Alaska.
A lot of people with some good suntans, some sunburns in this area. What did you see over the weekend? Any records set or that kind of thing here in this neck of the woods?
Well, I have to tell you that I had the advantage of having a four-day weekend, and I'm just getting back up to speed, and I'm not aware of any records that took place in southeast, although I will tell you that my family and I were just down in Petersburg 2 days ago on Monday. And you can tell that someone has been living in southeast Alaska for a while when they say, oh, my gosh, it's 72 degrees. I don't know if I can stand this kind of heat.
We're not conditioned to that, that's for sure. It was nice. I was enjoying it. Let's look back at the month of June and look at maybe temperature and precipitation. What did you see for the month of June in this area, and how did that compare historically?
Okay, well, I'll begin with the bookends, which would be the highest high and the lowest low for the month. The highest high, June 27th, the temperature got up to 69 Fahrenheit, which is a pretty nice temperature. That's definitely a little bit above normal. And the overnight low, the lowest, was 40 Fahrenheit back on the 12th of June. And for averages in terms of the month, the way that shook out is that the average monthly temperature, which would be the average of the daytime highs and the overnight lows, was just a touch above normal, about 0.6 degrees above normal. Now, the overnight lows, right on normal. So what really did it for Petersburg as far as just going a little bit above normal was the daytime highs. And looking at the graphical representation of what the temperatures looked like through the month, it looks like the biggest variations between daytime highs and overnight lows occurred in the very beginning of the second week, so from June 8th and 9th, and then again on June 12th, and then finally we get to June 17th and 19th, where the overnight lows got down below normal, daytime highs got above normal, and above normal, I'm thinking in terms of like 5 degrees above normal for the month. No records that I can see in the trace here were set for June. And moving on to the precipitation, it was actually a dry month for Petersburg. The accumulated precipitation was recorded at 3.67 inches, and normally for June, 4.98 is the norm. And looking at the year-to-date precipitation accumulations for Petersburg, just a hair below normal, with the normal value being, let's see here, the normal value accumulated precipitation would be 45 and a quarter inches. Right now, the accumulated precipitation through the first half of the year for Petersburg, 43.39 inches, which is pretty much in the middle between the record wet June, which was 1985, and the record dry June, which was 1969. So right in the middle of those two.
Okay, middle of the road. So I'm remembering back to the summer of 2020, it was a record-setting wet season. So we're well off that pace. Not talking about setting any rain records based on that June we just went through.
No. Still kind of benefiting from the excess snow at elevation that we experienced this past snow season, but with the very warm temperatures courtesy of that heat dome that was really concentrated in the lower 48 and the western half of the country, that dome was so large that extended all the way up. People probably know that there was a record temperatures set 3 days in a row for the entire country of Canada in that little town of Lytton, British Columbia. And this is interesting to note as well. the record temperature in Lytton, British Columbia, record high temperature for the country of Canada, is hotter than the record high temperature for Las Vegas, Nevada. Unfortunately, Lytton doesn't exist anymore. And fortunately for us, we were on just the periphery of that heat dome. So although it was very warm and we did melt a lot of snow at altitude, we're benefiting from being on the periphery. And one of the things that I noted when I was with my family walking around on the boardwalk trail past the playing fields there in Petersburg, I noted that the muskeg was really quite dry, and there were some areas where the mud was actually starting to pancake because it was getting so dry. So it would be nice to get a little bit more rain back here in Southeast here pretty soon.
Sounds like there's some in the forecast for this week coming up.
Yes, in fact, there is. It looks like we're going to see in the Petersburg area in particular, Thursday night going into Friday, rain becomes likely again. And although the temperatures have already subsided with the overcast conditions, now we put a little moisture back down on the ground, and things will get nice and soft and plush again.
Okay. And in terms of river levels, I know the Taku set a record. The Stikine River was just below minor flood stage, but didn't get up into that major level that the Taku hit. But it looks like the rivers are trending down now.
Yes. Yes, that was the tail end of the month. Again, with all that sunshine, the heat in British Columbia, the higher elevation snow melt, pushing a lot of the rivers, notably the Stikine, like you just mentioned, of course, the Taku, and then also the Chilkat River up in Haines. They were all pushing that boundary, that lower edge of a minor flooding. And then, of course, Lake No Lake, which is a glacially dammed lake up on the Tulsiqua Glacier in British Columbia, which feeds into the Taku. And that pushed the river not only over the edge, but into new record territory.
And you mentioned the hot temperatures in Canada. Are you seeing any wildfire smoke making it into Southeast Alaska?
It was funny that last week, about midweek, I got a call from one of the radio stations a little bit further south. And they said, you know, we're seeing some haze. Are there any fires going? And I was so focused on, you know, our part of the world that I wasn't really aware. But since looked into it, there are a lot of fires going on right now in both British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, and of course, California is on fire again as well. I haven't seen any smoke at the surface here, but when I was out flying with my family down to Petersburg on Monday, you could very, very clearly see a haze layer that extended up to at least 4,000 feet in altitude.
Okay, great. Anything else to know for the upcoming week?
I would normally say thank goodness for the sunshine and the dry weather, but it's been long enough now that I'm happy with the overcast conditions, a little bit cooler temperatures, and I'll be ready for a little bit of rain come midweek, late week.
Plants will be soaking it up, I know.
I hope so.
Thanks, Rick.
You're quite welcome, Joe.